Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it in your back.
Feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back. Feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back.
Feel it.
Feel it in your
back. In your spine.
Feel it.
What?
Mike Q.
Attention, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and come in to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study sedaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Right. Put stuff the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, pictures, take your time. Take a hiatus, surgeon moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. Till everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. Till everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up or roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
It goes. don't touch me. Who's that kind of bitch? Don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you got a bitch, don't touch me. Who's that kind of bitch? Don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you got a bitch, don't touch me. Who's that kind of bitch? Don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did the One. Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters. Two trophies and one winner. No as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's the privileged one, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free Ball, Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500, Butch Queen Schoolboy vs. Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy, $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American vs. European Runway, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen in Drag vs. Femme Queen Performance, 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen in Drag vs. Femme Queen Realness, 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500 for Open to All Best Dress, $500 for Open to All Face, $250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, and $200 for Butch Queen Executive vs. Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. 150 house seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Longvin and Father Bam Bam Ebony, June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash, $1,000 best dress, $1,000 Butch Queen Runway, All-American versus European, $1,000 Open to All Perfect 10, $1,000 Femme Queen Face, and $1,000 Femme Queen Performance, $500 Performance, $500 Legendary Performance, $500 Legendary Runway, $500 Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 Twister, $500 Legendary Realness, $500 Butch Queen and Drag Face, your DJ for the evening, the Elite Beats Maestro, the Legendary, Vonalore.
Elite Beats.
Your commentators, the iconic Jack and Selvin. Miss Rahi. And legendary Kevin, JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, Richmond. We will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of paying it?
Forget about it.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grands include Fem Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis has a house for $500. Legendary and iconic performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Fem Queen Faith for $500. Legendary iconic performance for $500, and a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge, Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Runway for $250. Open to All Face for $250. Realness as a House for $250. And Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin JZ Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember, with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd, or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information. The iconic House of...
This Friday, May 2nd, Donye the Privileged One brings you Atlanta's First Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. Your grand prize, $1,000 to the house with the most points. Your mini grand, $250 for Open to All Runway. A special sponsored category by the icon herself, Shay Shay Chanel. The winner of Butch Queen Face and the overall winner of Female Figure Face will receive a complimentary microdermabrasion from the CEO of Diamond Faces, as well as another special sponsored category that evening. The winner of Male Figure Realness and the overall winner of Female Figure Realness will battle for a seat at the live comedy show of Mike Epps, Ask After Dark Tour at the Fox Theater Saturday, May 10th. Sponsored by the icon himself, Dorian Stewart Ebony. Again, that's Atlanta's first Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. This Friday, May 2nd. The location, Scene City, 150 Pine Street, Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 10:30. LSS begins at 12:30. Admission, $15 before 12:30 and $20 after. Your MC, Norman Mizrahi, and your DJ, Twinkle Toes 007. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated May 2nd, this Friday, or contact Danye, the privileged one, on Facebook. This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one book download and 30-day trial membership.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself, legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in the ballroom history, where you can definitely get our information ballroom all the time, honey. Yes, we're definitely here to recap all the madness and all the drama and all the tea and all the shade and all the chops that happened this weekend from state to state, from coast to coast, and from region to region. I want to say hello to everyone that's on the phone line. I want to say hello to everyone that's in the chat room. And I want to say hello to everyone that will download this show later on this evening or tomorrow or whenever you may download this show. Hello, and how are you doing? We are definitely here, and we are definitely live on the air, honey. Baby, I'm waiting for Rodney to call in. I'm waiting for the rest of the co-hosts and staff and stuff to call in so we could get the madness and the drama. Ooh, well, look, good. If you call for it, it will come, honey. Okay, hold on, baby. I'm working over here. Hold on. A little slow. Hold on. Okay. Wait, okay, here we go. Everybody, welcome to the air, the legendary icon, overall father, Rani Prodigy.
Gigi, baby, you ready for Big Daddy?
How many do you want it? How many do you need it? How many do you want it? How many do you need it?
Big Daddy.
How many do you want it?
Say what? Say what?
How many do you need it?
Check me out.
Rodney.
What's going on, Kel?
Nothing much, just chilling. My phone's going to dial y'all in a few minutes. I'm going to have to go downstairs to the car and get my charger. So if when it dies, honey, I'll be back.
You know, I think I called you earlier.
I don't know. My phone been doing shows. Everybody be talking about they be calling my phone, and it don't never ring to me, and they be like, it be going straight to voicemail. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm going to the show tonight.
What show?
The Jungle.
Oh, you in Atlanta?
Yeah, that's why I called you earlier.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God.
Jason, yeah, we going. Jason, he's going as well. He's in town.
Who?
Jason.
What? Oh, Jason Prodigy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
He will be on the line once everybody get on. He'll be on the line. talk about the ball and stuff. So.
Yes, we definitely need Jason on the line so we can definitely talk about Party Monster. We definitely need the icon Laura Spears on the line because she had a lot to say about Party Monster. Mm-hmm. And I also had my opinions after watching the clips about Party Monster. So, you know, hold on. I think this might be Laura right here. Hold on. Private caller.
Did you know you be trying that, Kelly?
Why?
You do every time you call me, bitch. You be trying it. You know I be pressing one. Don't do that. But don't make me press one.
No, it's not that. You know, I'm over here working on this fab touchscreen computer. It's just, you know, it be messing up on me. You know, I'm not used to touchscreen and stuff like that.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm a little hoarse right now from the weekend. That shit. Yeah.
What are you hoarse from? You're not in the house, so who was you cheering for that you had to be hoarse?
You said what again?
The Mugliers.
Ah, okay.
No, I went ham for the Mugliers. No shit, I did, because they made my weekend. Like, they really did. They made my fucking weekend. And then on top of that, me and Veronica's really cool. So hanging out with Veronica a little bit, it was so nice to see her because I haven't saw her for a while. So, you know, I had a real cool time with her.
You know, she's a Mugliar, you know. I don't know why.
She needs to go back to Milan.
I don't know why this lady wanna try me tonight, Miss Say, honey.
Who?
Temperance. Marcus, you live on the air.
Oh, did you catch how she laughed on your post? Oh, sorry.
Oh, baby, have you seen the post in the last hour?
When is it, Kelly? 347-215 what?
6820.
Yeah.
Have you seen the post in the last hour?
I saw the one that you remember you told me to go look at. When I looked at it, she put oop and then put LOL. And
oh,
then
no, baby.
I didn't see nothing
baby.
Else after.
Oh, no, baby. It's going, baby. It's going, honey, okay?
It's the same post?
Yeah, the same post,
okay.
Baby, because she wants to try.
Yeah.
She wants to try me, honey. I don't know why she wants to try me, honey. For what
you
reason?
Know she, you know she's about to be back as Mother Chanel, right?
Oh, child. But the only thing I want to say about Party Monster is I didn't see none of the houses
for
performance as a house, and I'm being honest.
You may be honest with you though. I think the way the category was written was a fool from the start, but
let me tell you something. Even the way the category was written, this is why everybody did a great job and they came out there with their little intro.
No, everybody didn't do a great job. No, Kelly, we're not going to do that. No, we're going to be honest here. We ain't going to be political.
Hold on. I'm just saying from what I've seen, including the Ms. Rahi, I did not see none of them at all. For those houses came out there and walked that category, I don't give a fuck if Caesar and them said, y'all come out here and give us an intro one by one, bitch, or whatever. So that category was performance as a house. For those houses to be legendary and iconic houses, I don't care what was written on that flyer, those girls are supposed to come out there and give us performance as a house. A synchronized routine, including the Mugliers.
They did that at the end. Okay, and they did the same thing at the New York Awards Ball, and everybody went up. It was the same exact thing they did.
I read then. It should have been performance as a house. Everybody should have came out. It was a synchronized routine from the beginning to the end.
Right. I agree with that, Kelly. You know what? And I had a debate with a few people, and I agree with that because you know, when this runway is a house, they want the runway to do like the, you know, how it used to be back in the day when it used to be like the Jordans and the Revlons when they used to battle. It's like, you know, they always come, you know, in a certain position where they do like synchronization. They do their, you know, runway routines, all that shit. You know, everything is in order and it's clean and it's nice. But now the performance is like has changed, I guess, whatever. They let these girls slide and let them do whatever the fuck they want to do. So now the Mugliers come as close as they used to be. That's, you know, the Mugliers, as at least they do some type of synchronization, because the Richard Towns don't even do it. They don't even do it. They don't do it.
I didn't see it for none of the girls. The Mugliers, they turned it and they synchronized at the end. That was really cute. But I think everybody should have every house should have came out there and gave us, you know, the woo.
Me too. I agree. But based off of what they said, the flyer had said, you know what I'm saying, like, my thing was that, okay, this is my thing. People kept saying what Jason said he wanted with a Rumble style. It's still the principle. The category was performance as a house. Regardless of how you want to put it, I don't care if you say Rumble style, whatever the fuck you want to say, it's still performance as a house. He should have changed the whole name of the category because that's not performance as a house. It's just not performance as a house, period, whatsoever. That's not performance as a house, because then nobody do shit really, you know, a synchronized routine all the way through, like how you mentioned. Did nobody really do it, but the closest one that actually did something that actually looked pretty good was Mugler. Everybody else came out there with socks on, barefooted. I mean, you had some teams that came out with, some people had shoes on, some came with socks, some came barefooted. I mean, it was a fucking fool. People dicks literally slammed right into the ground, and then they had to change their outfit in the middle of their production.
Who did came out?
The Khans, Nash Khans. His dick came out.
Oh, work Nash. Work Nasty Nash.
In the middle of the production.
Yes, God.
Well, his introduction, I mean, his intro. I'm going to stop saying production because that's not a production. That was an intro.
So, Rodney, was you at the ball?
I didn't go.
No, Rodney wasn't there.
No, I had to work.
Did you see any of the videos?
I did see the, if Laura said that Mugliers came out and did individual, then did the synchronized, only thing I saw was the synchronized part.
They did individually first. The little white girl came out first. I can't think of her name. That little white Vogue femme girl, she was Vogue, but she was they all did individually, and then they did the synchronized little routine, similar to what they did in New York Awards Ball. It was pretty much the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was cute.
Well, based on what the category said, you had the option of doing the Rumble style, or you had the option of doing the actual performance of the house. I think if they did both of them, they accomplished it. But my thing is, being honest, as far as the Party Monster look, they look more like Vampire Diaries.
True.
Well, I guess I'm reading the category, but the only place where it says Rumble style, when it's referring to the battles, y'all don't think they were referring to the battles and not necessarily
what
your production had to be? Basically, they were saying they weren't going to pick the winner based off the production, which as a house usually does, or you guys come outside battling at the same time. They were just going to let y'all eliminate each other until one house was standing.
Is that not
what y'all took from the category?
The reason I knew it was more Rumble style as far as performing to the house as far as synchronized, because most of the time now for houses, the people that are going to be on the teams are all from different regions. So they wouldn't really have time to practice properly if you got one from Chicago, one from Atlanta, one from D.C. So that's where the Rumble style came in. Like, they can get a nice...
These categories have been out since last year. Jason has been promoting this ball for a long time. So if you tell me that they can come up with a routine, all these girls still around each other anyway. They all stay in New York or D.C. or D.C. or Philly anyway. They could have came up with something.
They could get a routine together.
Even the Mizrahis, they came up there, and it's no shade to Kelly, it's no disrespect, but the Mizrahis came up there, and it was like, Mizrahi, and then they start shaking their hips left and right. Like, what the fuck? Like, listen.
Oh, no, baby. No, Laura. Listen, let me tell you something, baby. They put that was put together on Thursday.
Yeah.
Huh?
That was put together on Thursday. Oh, I know. It looked like it was put together 2 minutes before they came out there. Cause bitch.
Yeah, okay, maybe because maybe
it was
the routine.
I have seen some performance at the houses where they didn't always do synchronize at the beginning, like when Laomi and it was the female figures. No, but it was performance at the house.
No, it was not.
It was when they did, when they were all the babies and they said, I wanna be a Laura, I wanna be.
No,
what was that?
That was female figure performance. It was the $5,000 bottles. It was just female figure performance. They chose to do a production.
Yeah, it was as a house for $5,000.
No,
that was female figure performance, and we was paying homage to all the old families that was in the house of Mizrahi.
Right. You didn't have to bring it as a house. The overall, like the grand prize category, was $5,000. Who house was
Oh, well, that should have won. Actually, that should have been the $5,000.
Yeah, right, you know what I'm saying? But even when you think of performance as a house, you think of like the Blahniks. You know, like the Blahniks at the party she called in 05 or 06 that was, when the Blahniks did that sickening little routine at the little cold place or whatever. Like, you think of the Blahniks when they do, you know, stuff together. Or you think of the Revlons, or you think of, you know, some other houses. You know, like even with the Mizrahi, they did a couple productions that was kind of cute back in the day. So it's like, why can't these new girls do that? Why they keep coming out with these intros, like these little stupid musical intros? And it's like, oh, bitch. Like, for example, the Ebony. Everybody was like, okay, well, Naima turned it. Okay, now let's look at the other seven girls that came out. They were like, blah. Everybody was like, what the fuck? So why? Okay, so like, so you telling me one out of eight Ebonies turned it, the other seven look serious, and then y'all talking about his tears across the board,
yeah,
or they just over.
When I tell you, Ms. Naima,
that's not performance of the house.
Miss Naima performance, bitch, is just so, it's just so everything, so nasty.
Yeah, it is.
There's no reason for that girl to be so flexible the way she is.
You said so who?
Flexible.
I thought you said so sexy. I was about, bitch.
Hold on, we got another private caller. Oh wait, they hung up. Sorry.
Well, congrats to the Cons. I mean, they won grand prize, which I already knew they was gonna win when I saw them come out. I already knew they was gonna win. Period. Just because the way it looked, the way it was given. And I hate to say that, but you know how you can read the judges' faces just when they come. You know, when certain people come out, it's kind of like you can read what they gonna give, like who they gonna vote for. And I kind of saw where it was given anyway. But they did a good job in their battles. I do give them that. Amori did a real good job too. You know what I'm saying, Amori did a fucking good job. I haven't seen Amori go off like that for a long time. Amori did a fucking good job.
So what were some highlights from other categories? Highlights.
It was Tag Team Realness. Not Tag Team Realness, but Team Realness. It was Nadine and Eric against Man and some chick. She was over too. I don't know who the fuck she was.
Niecy Milan.
Yeah, she was over, bitch. And no shade, I actually thought they should have won. I mean, I thought Man and the other girl should have won. But, I mean, grand prize, Eric and Nadine. I mean, kudos. They look nice.
That's what a lot of people were saying. They said they think Man and Niecy should have won.
They should have, because that lady, I thought she was, Kelly, she's fucking real as fuck.
Yeah, Niecy's always been real. She's real.
She's real as fuck.
Yes. Shout out to
Niecy. I thought that was real fish. Like, I didn't even know she was a fish. I didn't know none of that at all whatsoever at all.
Yeah, Niecy is definitely real down, baby. It's honey. Niecy doesn't come out that often, but she's definitely, when she does come out, she is definitely one of those girls that's definitely a force to be reckoned with.
I think what got Eric and Nadine over, and maybe Marcus could agree with me, was they look a little bit. Their look was a little bit maybe more best dressed.
I didn't get to see what they looked like.
You didn't get to see it. Like, Eric had this little, he had this little nice little blazer suit on with these nice pants or whatever, and Nadine just had a nice little, you know, dress on. But they looked very classy. It was very, you know, nice. Versus Man and the other one, they just had on all black. I mean, they look nice too. They look very classy, but it's just, they, you know,
speaking of the theme, the Party Monster Ball, it kind of did, you know, Eric did kind of fit that theme a little bit more, per se. But as far as just the realness alone, I don't personally see Nadine as a realness to me. Just no disrespect. She's okay. She's just not that real to me like that. So I probably wouldn't have gave them my vote. Not over the other team. Not over the Misha.
Why do you think? What makes you think Nadine isn't that real? Because she real as rain to me. Do you have the race complex? Do you have a hard time?
No, I think
looking past fans.
It's no disrespect, but I think certain girls, like for example, she reminds me of that Christina Mugler child. Like, you know, what's her name? Christina Mugler. Some of her name is that's from New York. That little Spanish girl that everybody be going up for. Like, girls like that kind of give me almost like a boyish type of figure a little bit, like a Spanish boy almost. There's no disrespect, but I kind of
think the ballroom gives. The ballroom gives Asian people a lot of life, and they give Black girls a lot of life. But if you Latina or you're white, or for some reason y'all give them a hard time because maybe they don't necessarily look at them in real life every day, so you wouldn't expect to see them. But I've seen a lot of, like, especially Latino girls who get a hard time. And I guess, you know, because when they go to L.A., they win. They'll win because, I guess, L.A. and Texas, they're used to seeing them. But they come to the East Coast, they have a hard time winning. They get chopped. Kelly, you agree? Disagree?
I think the Spanish girls get their life in New York.
Certain ones.
Yeah, certain ones. Yeah. I mean, I think like Lisa, like somebody like Lisa Prodigy, I think she's fucking really shit. Or like, what's the other one? Rodney Kimura, something her name is. Kimura Prodigy, I think her name is. I think, like, girls like that to me, like, I can get it. But Nadine just gives me very, like, I don't know, like, maybe because I'm so used to her doing her runway and stuff like that, maybe I just can't really
right.
get into her.
Right.
I think that may be what it is. Yeah, I can't get it.
Yeah.
What else? They had open to all performance at the end. Who? I think Tiny won or somebody. It was Tiny or some other child. I don't know who won that.
That was at the end of the ball.
Yeah, they said it was Tiny.
Well, it wasn't like at the end, but it was like it went at the beginning. It was like
sure. I thought that was like the first category tonight.
What that category?
I knew that Tiny had won before the Mugler before the Cars had won.
The last category actually was the house of the performance of the house. The last battle was you know they broke it up. You remember the performance of the house? They kind of broke it up, and they had like two or three categories in between, like the battles. I can't remember if that was category though, Marcus.
Well, it probably wasn't, but I remember
yeah,
at the beginning of the ball, it was like LSS had started, and then like an hour later, it was like Tiny One performing. I heard that very early.
I got
you know, early within.
Well, that category was so quick, you know, I don't remember, but I know it was Tiny and some child. I don't know who won that category. It was just Tiny and some child.
Tiny
One, like,
yeah.
It was like four or five girls that walked, but they were chopping.
Is my phone on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Shout out to the overall East Coast mother, Monique Khan, for winning Legendary Hustling Performance.
Who won the $500 old way?
I don't
know.
I don't think nobody won that category because I wouldn't even pay attention to that category at all whatsoever. I don't think nobody walked. Who walked?
Laura, why are you too shade at my sister?
Who?
When I said grand prize legendary Slim Queen performance.
Because you know you're trying it.
How am I trying?
So.
Monique vote is down for a big girl.
Oh, I didn't say nothing about her winning. I'm just saying child. Like, I mean, that category could have been a very hot category, but no one really showed up like that, and I was.
You have an incoming call.
Oh, we got an incoming call. 917-364. You're live on the air.
Like apparel posting.
917-364. You're live on the air. Okay, you're going.
Private call. Red carpet thing.
Private call.
Alexa.
Private caller.
Alexa.
Alexa is not here.
I want her to meet me at the back of my way.
Well, I'll let her know when she comes on. Shout out to my son Jarrell and Bam for winning Team Sex Siren.
Oh yeah, Bam won Sex Siren. Yeah. Erica looked nice. Erica body is banging. Like she looked mad nice on the for the red carpet. Her little outfit she had was nice. I don't know what designer that was, but that was like bad. That was real cute. That was real, real fucking cute.
Hold on, we got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, I want to talk to Laura.
Yes.
What do you mean Erica's body is banging?
Exactly what I just said.
If her body's banging, Lola's body's banging.
There's no way you could compare those two bodies at all whatsoever. Lola body is oversurged. Erica body is not. That was a fool. That was too easy.
Chef, the girls in the
tea. That was too easy. You've been better off.
Baby, he's hot with everything.
So, I would say from on the 1 to 10, the party monster ball, I would give it like a 6, maybe a 7. No shade, I would give it like a 6, maybe a 7. Jason tried, he did a good job, and the people was there. I mean, it was a nice crowd or whatever. It was just that I was surprised at the participants that participated and walked, and the ones who didn't walk. And then the ones who did walk, it was like blah. I was really surprised at the level of talent that they brought to the table.
You know what it is, Laura? It's really hard to get to a ball on a Friday when it's kind of that early. Because, you know, they had kind of like early expectations. So unless you take that day off or, you know.
I disagree. Because when it's first Fridays, them bitches be packed up. In
it don't start at 3 o'clock in the morning. You could,
right, first
you
Friday,
get off work.
3 in the morning.
You could get off work, drive up there, chill in your room, and still have some free time.
True. Oh, another thing, Jason. No shade. Okay, next time you throw a ball, love you down, Jason, to support you. But please stop grabbing the mic after every fucking category to explain. You was draining. Oh my god, you had like gave a 10-minute speech before every category, and the judges got it wrong almost every category anyway. After you said your speech, like I just did. Like the speech was like it was really just no point after a while. Because they were still getting it wrong.
So he was explaining the categories and the judges still paid it?
They still was paying it.
Oh, they would have got to thank y'all for coming out.
They was paying it. Paying it. Period.
Oh, my God, I see a picture of Leon and Baby. Y'all looked great.
Oh, yeah, congrats to them for Team Fashion. I don't know if it was
y'all,
the best dress or what was the category.
Yeah. Leon, y'all are great.
So, Kelly, you still in North Carolina?
Say what?
You still in North Carolina?
Fuck no.
Why you so mad? Like, tell me why you so mad, son.
I'm only doing balls in Charlotte.
Well, don't say that, Kelly.
What?
Don't. Girl, you get chopped in green for that's not iconic status, Kelly. What's going on? Come on now. Talk to me.
Girl, I had a couple of blemishes.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
I can only.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. When they first told me you got chopped, I was like, oh, okay. You know, I paid it. But then they told me, who chopped you? I said, oh. I said, okay. I said, I got to see what she looked like then. So then when, you know, you sent me that picture and I saw you, I was like, oh, she, you know, she looked cute. But mind you, I didn't know the category was $1,000. And it's no disrespect to you, Kelly. But from looking at the actual whole category and understanding, I guess maybe he could have chopped you and felt like he wasn't bringing it for $1,000. I could kind of see that, maybe.
Yeah, they thought it was going from Wendy's.
But I don't know what his exact reason. Was his exact reason for chopping you because he said you had marks on your face or something?
He said, he got posted, she put up in the group. He wrote, I had one or two blemishes on my face.
Because he was actually doing my jacket.
I think you also had to be there to see. I think it was weird because Kevin gave Kelly like this over introduction, like Kelly, and you know, like, you know, when she got up there, you would just assume when the commentator's giving you all this life, you just about to push through, and she, for him to have to say one chop after that, it was just kind of like, oh.
Let me tell y'all, okay, I would have rather him say something else. Bitch, but I had one or two blemishes. Baby, let me tell you one thing. I know what this face looked like underneath the makeup. And, baby, trust and believe, baby, I make sure that before I get out the chair, everything is motherfucking bleak. Okay? And that picture that y'all see, everybody, that was 12 hours after I got painted.
No. Oh wow!
So you know, it is what it is.
Wait, what happened? Because normally you don't get paid until like right before the ball. Like, what happened? What's her name? Deja or Deandra?
She couldn't go. She had to work. She had my customers.
So who painted you?
She painted me. She painted me at her job. You know, she couldn't come with me, baby. You know, the cunts get their hair done, baby, and after they get their hair done, they go sit on her chair and they get their face and their lashes done. And, you know, it was a
Why
Saturday.
Why didn't you have your other house member paint you, the Jaja?
What?
Why didn't you have Jaja paint you?
I didn't know Jaja paint faces like that.
Yeah.
No, somebody in my background said to hurry, that's why I just fell out of the
building. Hey. Oh, no.
You is a Kiki.
But shout out to Enki and Dala Mugler. The party, the ball was very nice.
It
was set up very nice. I mean, it was very lavish. They had all the amenities that you'd want. The bar had all kinds of liquor all night. The place was decorated really nice. So shout out to them. It was very, very, very nice. I completed all your categories, gave out all your money, and we were still able to stay like another 30, 40 minutes.
It looked like it was more people at that bar than Marcus, that free bar he threw.
Well,
what free ball did Marcus throw? First off, Laura.
You have an incoming call.
Hold on, incoming call to wait a second. Kelly,
hold on.
I mean, Laura.
Thank God. Pay it.
Well, Laura, just look up Clash of the Champions. You will see stadiums filled, doll.
917. Hold on, we have a caller, honey. 917-652. You're live on the air.
Hello, everybody. It's myself, the legendary Jason Prodigy.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
What's
everybody
going on,
doing?
Jason?
What's up, Rodney, yes. Kelly, Marcus, everybody?
And Laura.
And Laura. Hello,
hey,
Laura.
Hey, my love. Hey, Jason.
Yeah. I was just calling in just to thank everybody for coming out to party my Friday. Me and Caesar in Philadelphia Black Gay Pride definitely appreciate all the support. We did say the ball was going to start at 8:30. We were ready to go. But unfortunately, you know, we started a little bit later, but we did have every category. All the cash was handed out. It was a small situation that transpired, but it was an isolated incident. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. But, oh, big ups to the House of Khan for winning grand prize. House of the most, performance at the House for $1,000. I think they left with about 13 and some change because of the pot. Yeah, so that's about it.
Can I ask you a question, Jason? This is Laura. How did you feel about your judges after you explained the category to them, like after every category, but then it was still kind of like they were like lost, confused. A lot of them were still kind of like, asking.
It was a bit annoying, to be honest. But I think that having this ball kind of showed me something else about ballroom that people don't read. Because even if you put the categories out, you know, you put pictures up in the groups explaining what you're looking for. You know, you ask people to judge and you read to them what the category was. I just think that, you know, it just showed me that no matter what, people just don't listen, they don't pay attention, they don't understand or comprehend certain things. So, again, you know, with it being, you know, my ball and Caesar's ball, along with Philadelphia Black and Pride, I just did not want that to go in vain. So there was times that, you know, I did step in a lot more and kind of have more control of our function versus, you know, just letting certain things slide. Especially when it came to the runway category. Right,
yeah,
exactly. You know,
they tried it.
It was no shade to Derek Garcon. You know, he's definitely legendary. He always, you know, when he hits the floor, he's always on point. But, you know, the category specifically asks for, you know, a cartoon character from the 1950s, and none of them, with the exception of Darrell Milan, who actually ended up missing the category but ended up still winning overall, was dressed appropriately. So, you know, big ups to Darrell. He ended up winning because we ended up having runway for $200 instead of the $500 since, you know, I did go ahead and chop the entire category. But we still wanted to make sure that the money was given out because people definitely came out to compete. And I'm not the kind of person that whenever I had a ball, and it's been about 10 years since I've had one, but, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, it wasn't about the money, and, you know, I wanted all the money to be given out. So we definitely had other categories to appease the people.
Right. Yeah, they're really nice. The outfit was, like, that was on,
yeah,
that was,
it was on
did
point.
Did he make that? Did he make that? Because that shit was, like, over the way he, like, because I never, like, I wouldn't see that in a store. So, like, he made it or something, or he got it made.
Yeah, he may have made it. I'm not exactly sure. But Darrell, whatever he does, well, from what I remember, and Darrell's been walking for almost about 10 years. He's always very creative with his effects. So, you know, big ups to him.
So, Jason, I have a question for you.
I have a question for you. Based on the people that walk the teams and how this allowed you to see everybody's looks or everybody's effects and stuff, did every house bring the look that you thought were Party Monster to the effect?
Well, I think that people, when they hear the word Party Monster, they sometimes get it misconstrued. If you do your research on Party Monsters, you know, or like people that were from the Club Kid era, you know, it wasn't just about just sequins and, you know, rhinestones and that different type of thing. Like, you know, there was just sometimes, you know, Club Kids were not cohesive. They were not matching. They were not, you know, they were different. They were unique. They were fashionable. They were trendy. They, you know, followed different molds when it came to stuff. So I was very, you know, satisfied with the houses that did walk and, you know, how they did bring it. And I think that, you know, I was in the official bar radio chat, and I think, Laura, that was you, post kind of, you know, talking about what Performance as a House is and wasn't. You know, me and Caesar understand that, you know, Performance as a House, you know, ultimately is a performance that's in sync and, you know, it's in uniform and it's, you know, kind of like, you know, that aspect of it. But because houses nowadays are so spread out and, you know, ballroom is so big. It's not like how it used to be back in the day where in the city you can have five Mizrahi that live in, you know, New Jersey. They can all practice together. You know, it's spread out. So we did, you know, just ask for intro music. You know, nobody could be chopped, you know, based upon a production. But, you know, if the category was, you know, based upon production, the House of Mugler's hand down would have definitely won. They definitely gave you Party Monster. They gave you an NSYNC production. Their production was on point. But that's not what the category was asking for. The category, you know, was asking for intro music, introducing your team. And, you know, ultimately when it came down to it, it came down to the performance. And I think that every team has stronger vocals and some teams had, you know, weaker vocals. But, you know, I was just very pleased, and along with Caesar,
to see the category, you know, so contested the way that it was.
Can I say this, though? Okay, so, and I'm not trying to discredit any house, but it's just, this is the way I see it. Okay, so when you say performance as a house, I think of performance as a house as a whole house turning it when they walk out there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's performance as a house. From what I gather from the productions alone or the, just the introductions from most of the other houses, it did not give me the house had turned it to even get tens, even that. You know, it wasn't even, to me, they weren't even worth battle zones except for the Mugliers because at least they gave me something to get to go off on. Everybody else was just, to me, lackluster. They maybe had one or two people that did a good job for their little intro, and that was it. It's like I didn't get it. I just didn't, you know, I didn't get it. It's like everybody just came out there to get tens or something. Like, it, you know, like, for example, you had the cons came out there. It just seemed like one person came out there, they did the full, the next person did the full, the next person did the full. Okay, Barbara Harry Karen came out. She did good.
You have an incoming call.
Six,
so
it was
four,
just
like
six,
blah.
646-464, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Corey St. Lamont.
What's going on, Corey?
Hey, Corey.
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to add my two cents being a judge. I'm in the gym, so my background may be a little loud, but I'm listening to the show. The situation with the judges, no one could chop them for the production. So let's be clear. No house could be chopped for their production. No house could be chopped for their production. So regardless if you saw it or not, it could not be chopped. So with, at the end of the day, it boiled down to the performance. And that's
thank
what we had
course,
to go on.
I must have said this like a million times. I think that people get it confused where performance of the house, what we were looking for was not just traditional performance of the house, so that nobody could be chopped. We were just glad to see all the houses come out and compete. So when y'all say performance of the house, yeah, traditionally you're thinking of NSYNC performance, but that's not what we were looking for.
So basically, Mugler should have saved that whole little thing, that whole little party, get up for something else then, basically.
Well, I wouldn't say they should have saved it. The Mugler came to play. They came, they gave their best foot forward. Every time the house of Mugler hits the floor, they always get their best foot forward, so absolutely not. And at the end of the day, ballroom is not just about winning, it's about making moments. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was a moment that was definitely for the house of Mugler.
Yeah.
So whether the house of Mugler won or not, people are going to still talk about the fact that the house of Mugler turns it at the party monster ball, period.
Right.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we all look for entertainment in ballroom, and they most definitely gave us a very entertaining show. Their performance was most definitely amazing as far as their production.
Yes, well, Corey, can I ask you a question? Would you have, like, if it was chopped, who would you have chopped?
If it was based on production, I probably would have chopped I mean, there's no shade to nobody's house, but I'm going to be fair. I'm not going to do the political correct thing because I always try to be a fair person. I probably would have chopped the house of Ebony, and I would have probably chopped the house of Khan and the house of Lavin. The only people that I really thought that their production as a house that incorporated everybody doing something together was the house of Mugler and the house of Ms.
Right.
Yeah, everybody else, it was like, you know, the cons, when they came out with a very strong team. But when they started, people were just laying on the floor, and one by one, they were just going out there voguing. And the evidence was the same situation. They came out one by one voguing. It was like nothing was in sync as a production, how you kind of expect production, especially for being a ballroom scene for a very long time, and and seeing how they bring it as a production, be it runway, be it Vogue or whatever it may be, as a production, or even best dressed as a house. You're kind of like judged together as far as what everyone is doing together. And the only two houses to me that gave that whole production aspect was the House of Mugler and the House of Mizrahi. One was kind of like amazing to look at, and one was most definitely okay. But everybody else, it was just one by one, as if they were singularly getting their tens and not doing it as a team.
Right, that's where I get lost at. Yeah, that's where I was getting lost at, because I was just like, performance of the house, what is this? Like,
That was my whole thing. Even though Jay said and Caesar asked for what they asked for, oh, by those houses being legendary, iconic houses, they should have incorporated a NSYNC routine in that, even if it was them just coming out by themselves.
true. I would just think that, I guess I would assume that houses would take their, well, you know, like a performance team or just whatever category it is, you would take your talent beyond kind of like the category. You know, like, you bring it like the category said, but you kind of want to excel in it because, you know, make a statement. And it wasn't known except for the McGlares to me really did that. Everyone else kind of was just lackluster. We did this the day before. We just made this up, so let's go ahead and just throw this together and just put this out here real quick and try to get this.
Well,
money.
not to kind of drop a commercial, but because of the such the uproar that this has, not so much that this has caused in December, in Philadelphia, me and Caesar are having Scandal versus Revenge and party. I'm sorry, and grand prize will be $1,500. Performance at the house again. The difference this time is you're going to be given $1,000 based upon your production. And then $500 for your battles plus a pot. So let's see. Prodigy were allowed to walk this ball. You know, they just chose. They tried to get a team together, and they just couldn't get a team together.
Okay.
You know, anybody that walks the Ever House category knows how challenging that is. I'm quite sure some of us on this fall can attest to that. Like, you know, when you put, you know, 6 to 7 to 8 people who are all talented together, like sometimes it just doesn't work out. Like, for example, I know that the original team that Hasan Mizrahi was going to have, that was not the original team. But, you know, big ups to the Mizrahi. They pulled it together at, you know, at the last minute, and they still came on the floor. They still represented, you know, and they still did their thing. Where versus, you know, not calling out Harold, but, you know, the House of Balenciaga wasn't on the floor, and Jack challenged the House of Mizrahi. But, you know, it is what it is. They got until December to pull it together, and let's see what happens.
But, Jason, you said something that was very kind of like very crucial, too. Like, when you have, like, heavy hitters that walk and they don't live in the same area, and, of course, every house that walks a production at the house, they most definitely want to win. But when you have your heavy
right.
hitters that live out of state, like, you know, 600-plus miles away from each other, it's really hard to incorporate that together as a production. So it leaves you kind of thinking, like, okay, well, should you just not do it, or – so you try to do something where you could all, like, work together, FaceTime, Skype, Uvu, whatever may work to get the house out there. Because I do believe that every team that walked, every house that walked with their team, they had very effective members, and you saw that in the battles. But what was lackluster was the production as a house, what people was looking for. And if you've been in the ballroom scene as long as myself or as long as Tony Revlon, you kind of see, like, oh, wow, like, what are they doing? But then it's like, well, maybe they don't live in the same area or whatever, but at the same time, when you have production as a house, you cannot forget how magnificent someone's production is as far as how the House of Mughalir was. You
right.
just can't forget
yeah.
it.
And, like, I think that that's why nowadays we kind of go back to, you know, the Rumble style because, like, you know, everybody is so scattered out. It kind of makes it just a little bit more easier to do a performance as a house category or any other house category.
But this is the problem I'm having. It seems like that we're kind of like dummying down to fit the talent of this era. Is that what is given, though? Is that what is, you know what I mean? Like, we're kind of like dummying down the categories now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like instead of having performances in the house, we just say, okay, we're rubber style because we see these kids not going to do performances in the house. So it's like, okay, well, we'll just do something else.
I mean, with
everything,
ballroom has evolved. So, like, with anything,
yeah.
ballroom has continued to evolve. So we can't look at it from perspective of, oh, yeah, well, you know, oh, we're dummying down ballroom. I don't think we're dummying down anything, but you do have to adapt mm-hmm. to what's popping in this era. And what worked previously eras
working,
might not
yeah.
work with this era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I got you. I can agree to that, yeah. Shout out to all the dolls in the ballroom.
Yeah,
I want to shout out all the dolls, and you know what? I want to shout out all those girls that was cheering Dante on and got me in the background of that video. I want to shout out to all of y'all. I definitely want to shout y'all out, and I'll see y'all soon. Oh, who was that little Mr. Rahi child with the purple pants on or something? He was fucking bogan. It was a little light-skinned little boy or something. I don't know who the fuck that is. I've never seen him before.
His name is Devon Mizrahi.
He was cutting the fuck up. Yeah, he was cutting the fuck up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, God. The children out here.
Yeah. I also wanted to give a shout out to Dee Dee and Erica Kane and even Monique. We did have Legendary Film Queen performance, and Monique was the only one at the time that was there, so she definitely won Grand Prize 250, and then we ended up having the category again later on that night, and Dee Dee and Erica had came out there to play. So big ups to them. I know there was a lot. There wasn't that many Legendary Film Queens in the building, but, you know, they were there, they walked, and they did their thing. So, you know, big ups to that. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Oh, Team Realness, you know, I definitely want to give a shout-out to Father and Mother, Eric and Nadine Milan, for winning Grand Prize for that. They definitely looked great. Also, shout-out to my daughter, Kiana Milan, and Maine Prodigy for being in the last battle. The ball overall was just, you know, a really good success. It did kind of start out kind of slow, but, you know, towards the end, it definitely did kind of pick up, and we were definitely appreciative. And, you know, it was just great to see everybody in the city for Philadelphia Black Gay Pride. So.
Oh, wait, did you catch how Selvin had miscounted that vote?
I don't think so. I don't think Selvin did it on purpose, though. I think that, you know, it's kind of one of those situations where it happened, he caught himself, he went back and redid it, and, you know, it was what it was. I think someone did it on purpose, to be honest with you. Oh, excuse me, DJ Deborah. DJ Deborah.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like if nobody would have brought it to his attention, it would have been paid. He was paid.
Which category was it?
It was performance of the house category.
Who was battling?
I can't remember exactly who was battling, but I know it was between Mizrahi and I want to say it was a Khan, I think.
It was a Khan and Mizrahi, and Seven was like, it was Lil James against, Lil James and the Ebony Child. No, it was the Ebony. You remember it was Lil James and Dino or something like that? Dino.
From
Miami. And then he gave it to Lil James. And mind you, Mike Haynes was on the end. And you know Mike Haynes and Ebony. And Seven talking about five Khan saves. You trying it. Mike Haynes and Ebony. And you talking about he voted over his own child to vote for Lil James. Like, you know you selling it over there.
Also, wait a minute. Laura, you was there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. With your little orange.
Yeah, Jason. He was sending pictures on the highway, and I thought it was like, oh my God, I'm leaving this private monster. I'm bald. I'm headed back to this going. That's going in.
But
like,
Ronnie,
Lord,
that picture,
wait a minute.
That picture was me going. It was heading to the ball. That was the funny part. It was me heading to the ball, and so everybody thought I was really leaving, but nah. To Greensboro? Fuck no. I ain't going to. Fuck no.
Speaking of Greensboro, I'm gonna give a shout out to
Always North Carolina, Laura.
Like, hold on, I want to shout out
Sky
Prodigy for definitely winning this
album. I just love
the boy. Big ups to my son Sky. You know, I was actually watching a category on FaceTime while I was inside the Fern Party on Saturday, and everybody was looking at me like I was crazy as I was screaming and hollering inside the club.
Oh, so you see me when I got chopped.
Well, no, I didn't see you when you got shot. By the time I saw you, you was already chopped. I didn't even know that you had walked until after the fact.
Yeah, they chopped me.
When I saw your picture on Instagram.
Oh no, the picture on Instagram. I changed the blush to pink on Instagram, so that's why I look like that. But it was actually gold. But yeah, they got me.
So Kelly, since you were there, what was that tension all about with Tony Revlon? Like, he looked like he was about to smack Exotic up off that panel when he chopped those two Revlons during face.
I wasn't out there. The only thing I know that all the legends got chopped that night. Okay. The only thing I heard that is they said it was very shady the way Exotic chopped Anthony, because he made him look to the right, made him look to the left, mm-hmm. hit up his neck, and then he chopped him.
He said he had crunch on his neck. He said he had crunch on his neck.
He had crunch on his neck. And I had one or two blemishes on my cheeks.
So well, it's plain to see. Since we have you on the phone, we have Kelly on the phone. Just in general, and I know Martha's already going to say yes. But now, do y'all get the feeling of everybody legends don't get automatic 10?
Well, I mean, I've been told like legends should automatically get 10. I mean, there has been times where, you know, in the face category that legends have walked, and I've judged them, and I would look and, you know, do a double blink, and I would give them grace because they're a legend, but, like, you know, that shit should have been stopped a long time ago.
Right.
Wait, Ronnie, weren't you on the panel at the Akabal when that LaVin child walked? The one that looked like that, that looked like Beethoven?
You are not going to try it to
I want to know why when I was up there getting scored, I want to know why I was Exotic squeezing Dante leg when, you know, why I was up there.
Oh, he probably was just touching her. You know Dante like to be touched.
Well, Kelly, I think everybody was shocked that you walked a Mugler ball. You know what I'm saying?
Why would they be shocked?
I just think they were shocked.
I'm gonna be honest with something, and like, you know, Kelly, with you, I was kind of shocked that you walked, but like, you know, I had this conversation with somebody else. I don't think, like, me personally think that it was a complete chop, but I have seen you, Kelly, look way better than that. Like,
right.
My own personal opinion, I've seen you look way better than that. Like,
well, Jason,
on a Tuesday night at
Bowl
Nights, I've seen you look better than that.
I was patient 12 hours earlier prior.
Right, so you accept that. I mean, Kelly, I told you that. I was like, well, girl, you know, I told you either it could be a good night for you or it could be a bad night for you.
But it wasn't a motherfucking chop, baby. But, you know,
it probably shouldn't have been a chop, but, I mean, maybe he held you to a different standard because you are a legend. Some people lower their standards for a legend, and some people heighten their standards for a legend.
So, Kelly, it's in Greensboro, North Carolina, so, bitch, I'm going to be all right.
Kelly, didn't you also say before, Kelly, that you don't care if somebody gets, like, chops you to face, but it's a difference when it comes to realness?
Are you really
taking this chop, like, that serious?
She didn't take it serious. She paid it.
I paid it. Let me tell you something. I paid it like a legend, and I paid it like a lady, and I walked off this thing, you know, and the girls was around this thing, and everybody was looking nervous because, you know, I went and changed, and I came back in jeans and a tank top, and, you know, the girls was looking real nervous, like, bitch, like I was about to, you know, go ahead, this thing. It took the girls a minute to move from the panel area, this thing. But they thought that I was going to go, I paid it. This thing. Everybody expected me, you know, to carry on and read this thing and read on after that. And I paid it, this thing, you know.
While we on that, Kelly, the entire ball was, it was seven categories, and it was like a mini ball with a party. And so every category was open, but it said, you knowing the taste of Mugler. Have y'all ever seen a Mugler Vogue or walk runway in jeans and a T-shirt or what they wore to the club? Especially for $1,000 or five, the minimum category was $250. So performance was $1,000 and runway was $500. I think everybody that walked in jeans for those categories should have been chopped in their regular clothes, what they wore to the party. So the judges were being very giving.
They were being very, very, very selective with the things that they were doing that night. They was being very selective, they say.
And all, now, basically everybody that came out for face was, you know, done. You know, had some type of a look to them. But I was laughing at the performance people and the runway people, especially the runway people.
But also, Marcus, because I was on the phone with a few people when they called Anki from different houses, and he said the category is just bring it because it was a party as well. You know, people just want to be relaxed and have a good time. But like I told, like we tell people, your standard of ballroom will be within yourself as opposed to what you do, your presentation on the ballroom floor.
Well, the flyer said bring it, but remember it's a Mugler ball.
Well, they said
they forgot that part.
That's why they called Anki for clarity since it was his function.
They said it was supposed to start at 11:30, bitch. I get there at 12:30. You have to sit out in the parking lot, bitch, until 3:30.
Well, Kelly, we sent you to order categories and you saw face was last. Why did you come so early?
Because I was coming with a judge.
you could have had your Oopa out there.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. Kelly, I don't think you should have walked that ball. I just don't think you should have walked. I'm just going to keep it at 100. I don't think
it's a Mugler function. It's an iconic safe house. It's $1,000. Why not?
Rodney, I think we all can agree on this, and I'm pretty sure Jason will even agree on this because he walks face. I think the best Kelly has ever looked was that New York Awards ball 2011. I think that was when she had that ball haircut with that red and white orange. It was like an orange-white little outfit she had on. Like when she did the nun for realness, when she had that bald head cut, she was over. That face was motherfucking sitting there. Like, to me, like, if you'd have walked, like, looking like that or something, just like that type, you know, that type of mug on, then I can, you know, I see it. But me personally, I didn't like your hair. I really didn't. It was something about your hair, you know, from the picture that you showed me. I don't know what it wasn't giving me $1,000 face. But your face was on, you know, but it was something about the hair, the way it was just all covering the face. Maybe it was a picture or something. I just couldn't really get in like that. But I really thought you were cute. But, you know, I could kind of see maybe where the issue may lie when he did chop. I did think it was fierce for him to chop you, but, I mean,
I mean, but I'm going to use the jack line, like the same thing that I told Anthony outside on tape when, you know, he had got chopped. One chop ain't going to make or break you. One loss ain't going to propel you. Like, it's just about being consistent. Like, that's all it's about. And, like, Kelly's, you know, she's consistent when she walks and she does her thing. Whenever she does decide to walk face or realness, and, like, it ain't even, Kelly ain't even the kind of person, well, I mean, I don't think she's dwelling on this chop because, like, it ain't. Again, Kelly, I could personally see if it was how you looked when you did have a bald head, because that was my best night that I ever seen you walk face. But, I mean, like, I've seen you look better.
Yeah. I think Kelly is upset at all the people who were behind or in the judges next to or the judges there who wanted to do it but wasn't bold enough to do it.
Marcus, I'm pretty sure Dante going to get chopped when Kelly's on the panel next time.
I hope Kelly doesn't do that.
Neither, but I mean, Kelly has chopped Dante before, like whether it was out of shade, whether she thought that he was in Pretty Boys, whatever. So, I mean, like, you know, we all have our hand in the butter at one point in time. So. It ain't even no big deal if we're making it like that.
You know what? I'm more, bitch, upset with the fan club, bitch, that was in the background of that video, bitch.
Mm-hmm. They said thank you, and they were like, oh, work. They said work, Dante, thank you. I don't know who said it either. I heard it, too, on the video.
It was multiple people, it sounded like.
Yeah, it was like three or four people that was right next to him. They was like, thank you, Dante. It actually sounded like it was, I don't want to say it was Booty, but it sounded like it was somebody like that.
Booty was all the way on the other side.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna use this
point to kind of exit stage left because I'm in Atlanta and I'm about to go to the jungle. So, you know, if y'all in Atlanta, y'all gonna be at the jungle. I see y'all there. But thank you everybody for having me on again here tonight. Rodney, Kelly, Laura, Marcus. I'll talk to everybody later.
All right. I'll see you shortly, Jace.
Okay.
You have an incoming call.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, this is Miharia Ebony.
Oh, we were waiting for you to call in.
Hi, I was calling in to sort of change the subject. I just made a status, and Marcus was on that status, and basically I'm calling in because in North Carolina, for realness, was it Rodney that said something about how the ballroom scene has changed, so we have to change with it or something like that?
When, tonight?
Yeah, just now, like.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
I think it was Jason talking about, you know, adapting to the changes, right?
Well, speaking of adapting to the changes, I had made a status and I tagged my sister Africa in it, and it was basically about how she and someone else was the only two drag, Butch Queen Up and Drag realness, and how, because I'm a Butch Queen Up and Drag myself, but in this ballroom scene nowadays, well, I don't know about nowadays or how long it's been going on, but I'm just calling to see about, like, how do you guys feel about pushing junior femme queens through to battle the butch queens up in drag and no one really saying anything about it? And we, as in butch queen up in drags, who get up in drag and do makeup or put a wig on and stuff like that, we can take it all off, but for us to lose to a junior femme queen is very annoying. Like, and I've seen Africa plenty of times and myself lose to junior femme queens, and it's like gets annoying, and no one really says anything about it.
Did you point it out? Did you point it out when you battling? Like, do you point? Do you say something?
I really don't. At that time, I really don't know if the person is a junior femme queen, but I'm just calling in to basically point it out because the last balls that I've been looking at, a lot of junior femme queens are walking, and no one. It's like when Selvin and everybody else was walking, it was okay to, he basically pointed it out and said that he was butch queen up in drag, but it's like no one checks for the knots anymore. No one checks to see if anyone's taking hormones. Everyone, you know, they say you're not supposed to have hairdos on, you know, you can have supposed to have a wig and actually peel out. But in all these other states, it's like it doesn't adhere to that city or state or whatever. Like, what is the main thing for butch queen up in drag? Like, what does that mean? What are you supposed to walk?
Well, to me, butch queen in drag means
I try to look myself without going inside of a female figure's chest. Period. So based on their hair or based on just other little stuff that I try to pick up on, and most of the time for me. If it's a wig and not a, because, you know, now they have the braids, they have sew-in, they have all type of stuff. But to me, that's not a drag. That's not a butch queen in drags.
Right.
And, you know, Tayana Ebony, that's my daughter. So, you know, I know definitely what butch queen in drag is.
Okay.
So,
and Kelly,
you know,
since you are a femme queen, how do you feel about these junior femme queens walking butch queen up in drag?
Well, I don't think, It's a slippery slope because then we have you say that the girls is not supposed to have weaves and stuff in, but then what about our Latino girls and saying that's naturally, you know, have this hair and stuff.
Right. But it's also
butch
like
queens who wear weaves.
Butch queens that wear weaves, that's their business. It's like
how can you tell somebody? I always thought a butch queen in drags was someone who basically identifies themselves as a female figure, and they don't take moans or they've never had surge.
What they said was, when I start walking and when I do walk, they said drag realness is someone who's able to take a wig off and walk down the street as a boy.
Why would
you
have to take a wig off if a butch queen can take if a butch queen can walk around and boy clothes? Why would they have to be? Why if they call themselves a butch queen? Why does it matter?
This Marcus.
Yeah.
That's Marcus.
Why'd you go off like that?
Well, see, I'm not going off. I'm just trying to basically. Having done the first $1,000 drags realness, I studied this very intensively.
Uh-huh.
And I really believe, no matter all that wig stuff, they do that when it's appropriate, when they feel like their daughter is going to lose. So they do the wig and they pull it off the test and all of that. No. It's no seal, no surge, but you look like a girl.
No, that's not fair because look like a woman. Like, if I do my makeup, you can look at my pictures clearly, Marcus.
Hold on, caller. The problem they have, they say is that the person that won Drags Realness in North Carolina, she walked Junior Femme Queen Realness and won a couple of years ago, and 2 years ago in Atlanta for Junior Femme Queen Realness. And now she's
back
there.
What's her name?
The
she
con
must be
girl.
A con.
Yeah. So why didn't nobody just say something during the battle? Like, before y'all even battle, y'all could just be like, "Well, this bitch is a junior femme queen."
But it's not really our job to. I don't feel like it's the house's job because at the end of the day, you shouldn't be sending this girl out knowing she's secretly taking hormones and stuff like that. Because I work hard for You have to bring out your effect. You have to go buy these dresses. You got to go buy these heels. You got to do your makeup and all this other stuff just to look like a woman and do all this other stuff that it's, the category says calling for. And then you have this girl who has it easy taking these hormones, like I said, secretly, and she's winning over me. Like, that's not really fair.
If she's taking,
but
if
then
she's
on
taking
top of
hormones,
that, but hold on. But then it's also about respecting the other person too, because that's not nobody else's business. So that's why, like how Kelly said, it's like a slippery slope, because you don't want to be outing anyone or making, you know, like making a.
And you're not
100%
sure, right?
Well, hold on, Let me tell you. And I'm going to tell you this, bitch, and you need to go and get an old DVD tape or old VHS tape, Miss Stang, bitch, Legendary Cat-Eyes, Mother Miss Rahim, Miss Stang, baby, she would come up here with a Miss Stang and let the girls know, oh, she's moaning, this one's moaning, and put everybody out there on the spot.
Well, maybe that's what needs to happen with the real Butch Queen up in drags in this era, because it's too many that are moaning and getting away with it, and it's not fair.
Well, caller, you have judges that don't even know half these people anyway, so most of them judges don't even know if they're moaning. You know, they don't even know these people, you know, life. You know, they don't know them at all.
That's
so
also
like,
true,
right.
Laura. When I was in D.C. two years ago, they chopped me because they thought I was a junior film queen, which was not fair either. But, you know,
Are you from Florida?
Yes, I am from Florida.
Yeah, okay. I think I know. Okay, I know who you are now. Okay. Yeah, you do like, you look like Kant. Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
You look like Kant. Yeah. And I thought you was actually a femme queen at one time. I actually thought you was a femme queen because you looked
like a lot of people.
But then when you told me you was a drag, I was like, oh, wow. I was like,
yeah,
okay.
I'm a boy.
Yeah.
And you said secretly, like, so if we're on the panel, if you don't know, you're competing against them. As we're judging, we just like,
but
we not know either.
And Ronnie, you also
but
have to think about the fact that if I'm a Butch Queen up a drag, and then I'm also constantly calling somebody out saying, she's taking my, and pulling my titty, or not pulling it out, but actually pulling it and saying, well, why don't you check her? You know what I'm saying? It's going to make me look pressed. Like, every time I'm always trying to call this girl out. And then what if I lose? And, you know, it's made me look crazy because I'm trying to call this girl out, and she still went over me. You get what I'm saying?
You remember.
But then, that means you're just making the judges aware of what they're not doing, paying attention.
Right.
Sometimes
you
have to do that. It's a lesson learned on both parts. We have to pay close attention, and that's your competitor.
Right.
You're on the floor to win, so you need to call out all the flaws, all the bullshit, everything, so you can make your point. When you win the draw, the next time she walks, then we'll be looking for her.
Kelly,
right.
What was that ball? Kelly and Ronnie, what was that ball like back in the 90s? I wasn't out like, well, I was out, but not like that far. But it was like a ball where it was drag realness, and they had this girl come up, and they thought she was a femme queen. So they made her, like, Paris Dupree came out there, and she made her take her titties out. Like, she made her take the, you know, show her chest and everything. It was all on YouTube. Like, it was a big thing. It was like a big juice. I think Kelly walked that ball too. It was like everybody was there. I can't think.
You talk about the Infinity Girl. And they thought that she was real kind.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. And then
they took her in the back, and then they checked her to make sure that she had a tuck and everything, and then the girl's back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes if that's what you got to give, something like, for example, if this drag's running for $1,600, you want your coin. So fuck all that being quiet shit. If you think this bitch is a femme coin, bitch, I'm going to blast your ass. I'm going to put you on blast. I'm going to make them check. Because if you get knots, bitch, you up out of here.
Because
that wouldn't be fair to you and to everybody else, you know, that's really drags. That wouldn't be fair. You know what I'm saying? That's basically cheating.
Girls, good.
To me, that's like how houses put up straight man to walk on thug realness categories when, like, it's house with most, you know, when, you know, houses do shit like that. Same way to me.
Oh, they do that?
Quick
you
question.
Yes.
For the ball that you just talking about recently,
where we were, what was that the one in North Carolina just passed? Or you speaking of when you say the girl that you consistently lose to and you call her out? Is there,
they talk about the boy that just passed that just happened in North Carolina.
Okay, and which was the girl?
You have an incoming call.
Hold on, we have an incoming call. Hold on. 518-779, you're live on the air. Oh, shit.
What'd you say? Who's the girl? Caller?
They said the con girl that walked this, that won this weekend.
Oh, okay. Who won? Stacia, right?
This is the with the dress on. I don't know her name.
Was it Stacia Marcus?
Is he gone?
Marcus. Hold on. Marcus is gone.
Marcus called drop. 843-567, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
You're live on the air.
Hey, everybody. This is Africa.
Hey, Africa.
Hey, Africa.
How y'all doing tonight?
Who won the ball, Africa?
I don't know the other con girl name. I was stationed. I think her name Kalia or something like that. And
thank
I just want to put a comment about as far as calling people out. I mean, even sometimes when you do that, I mean, once a judge has in their head who they want to pick, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of like no deterring that. Like, I'm not a big fan of calling people out because I feel as though your realness speaks for itself. But in a sense of, like, me battling, like when I was battling the girl, I was like, I'm battling somebody with a full sew-in who lives their life as a girl. So I was like, you know what I'm saying? Not even saying that she has an advantage or, you know, people that does that have an advantage over me. But I'm just saying, like, even when you do call people out sometimes or say, well, this person is this, like, that doesn't always work.
That's true.
I just always thought, like, the category was butch queen and drags. You're a butch queen that gets in drags.
See, that's why I like drag realness categories to where they say bring you as a boy and come back as kind. And I feel like, and I like the ones that, for example, like Tayana Milan, I like how she could just take her wig off and then put it right back on her head, like literally right in front of the judge and just do a straight transformation like literally in 2 seconds. Like, to me, that's over because it's showing me that you're a boy and then, you know, you're a girl. Now, if you got a full sew-in, you're not going to be able to do that, you know, because you can't do that. So, you know, to me, that's not – me personally, that's not drag. If you – you know, if you got a full sew-in and you got little knots or, you know, in your chest or you just look to where you just look like a fucking femme queen too, you know, like if it's too much to where you look like a femme queen, then it's a problem. Then we got a problem.
Right.
You don't need to be walking drags. Really. That means you either already a junior femme queen or either you need to move on to being a femme queen because – drags is just, that's not drags. Drags is like you, like 24, like to be honest, 24/7, you really a boy Monday through Friday and you just get up and drag at a bar. That's how I feel like what drags is to me. Or you do drags to get your coin at night or something like that. But if you go to work, if you live your life Monday through Sunday, just day in, day out, and you up it, and you know, you got your hair in and get your, you know, you looking just like Hunt all day, that's not drags to me at all. That's like just a woman. You just live your life as a woman. That's not fair.
And see, that's what the impression I was under, you know, a butch queen and drag is just what it said, a butch queen that gets in drag.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's a boy that gets up in drags. They like to play in drags every now and then. That's it. And then they get the fuck up out of it, period. Like, if you taking a shower with a sew-in in and you talking about you kind and, you know, child, you got little hard titties or something, you got, like, little hard, little just a little chest or something, I don't tell. Mm-mm, that's a nobody track. I like to see a little hair follicle or something. Give me a little something. Show me you a little boy.
You have an incoming call.
Okay, I have a color call. Hardy 305-688. You're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly, y'all had took me off the line or something when I was before Africa had came on.
Okay, you're back.
Oh, that was Africa?
Yeah, that was no. When my phone had went out, Africa
where
had
Africa
called in.
What
that
about
Africa?
Where Africa? Where?
Hello.
Where?
Is
Africa? What up,
yeah,
sis? I did not know this was you, bitch. What's up? But yeah, like Africa, that's the epitome of realness. Oh, bitch, I didn't even know that was you there. Yeah, I just think about Africa. Like Africa take her wig off like she did at Fresh Chanel Ball when she was going by country when she snatched that wig off and she gave me a bitch. What is
it? Well, when Tony had came back with that knife, bitch, that like, that wig was off, bitch. She was ready to go.
With that taser, bitch, she was like, she had a taser go with it. Looking like cut, ball haircut. That's my bitch, honey. See, shit like that to me is drag. That's drag's realness, bitch. That's drag. Like, they can flip that wig off in 2 seconds. That's no problem. You know, it's just nothing.
So back to Marcus, what Marcus was saying, do you think it's appropriate to let people through who actually find it good, like okay to wear sew-ins and stuff like that just because it's their style?
I think it depends on the judge because you have like Camaro, for example, like in Chicago. When we went to the awards ball, they tried to tell that had braids in her hair. Mind you, and this is my thing about the people that wear braids. I feel
was
like
in Baltimore?
Braids, no, it was in Chicago at the little awards ball. I feel like if boys can wear braids, what is the big deal about?
Was
like,
it braids
drag,
or box braids with plaits and stuff like that?
I don't know. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know about it.
Janet Jackson
had,
braids, but smaller.
She had like the Shadira braids from back in the day when Shadira used to be a drag. See, Shadira and Tiffany used to wear braids all the time when they were drag, and they used to walk realness, and they get pants. I mean, and that was just how it was. That's how the bitches used to dress. With braids hanging all the way down. That's how that girl was at the Chicago ball. So my interpretation was, like, I thought braids was fine, but Camaro gave very, like, no bitch, no drag's not supposed to wear braids. So I'm just like, where'd they get that from? Like, to me, I mean, she don't look like a femme queen. She looked like a drag. She looked just
Africa.
Like a drag. She like she would be a boy in a minute.
Africa, who is overall Father Purge? Keep commenting on my status.
That's Dede.
He's the one who commented on my status actually when I tagged Africa about her losing to the film queen. But I mean, and then on top of that, he's posted their picture like, yeah, we won. But at the end of the day, it's him who looked kind of crazy for doing that. So basically, pinpointing out that they are almost. So that wouldn't even been a good idea anyway.
Can I ask you a question? So, Africa and what's her name, Miharia?
Yeah, Miharia.
Is Kaiesha, is that the girl, the tall, dark skin with that black dress on? Is that who y'all talking about?
No.
I was speaking in general
about the situation.
Oh, okay.
But he did post those two con girls, the ones who did walk against Africa, or the ones who were there, the two con girls, he did post their picture on my status, so that kind of seemed like he outed them out and was saying that, yeah, we are film queens and we won, basically. Was that from Money Africa?
It's the one girl in that video that's tall, dark skin. She was like one of the last people standing or whatever. It was after Africa battled the little light-skinned child with the blonde hair.
You have an incoming call.
She looks like a pimp queen.
Yeah, she's no. She's a
pimp queen.
That's
what
I am.
We have an incoming call. J Rock, you live over
the
air.
Hey, J
Rock. Hey, sis.
Hey,
what's
Africa.
Up?
Hey.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, Laura.
Hey, Mother
Kelly.
Ebony.
Who? Y'all tried the fuck out of there.
Oh, who is Tierra Lachey Williams? She came on my set to talk about what's the problem. Like she's finna beat me up.
Well, I don't know. Child, she can keep the problem. But anyway, I was calling to just give an update in Texas. We had a little spring affair ball in Dallas, Texas. That was thrown by Icon Pioneer Larry Ebony, Trey Garcon, and Danny Escada. We had a good time. We had out-of-towners. It was the Tsunamis in the house, the Garcons in the house, Escada's, Revlon. No, yeah, Escada's, Revlon, NZA, and, of course, Ebony. It was supposed to be like a mini deluxe, but it turned out really fun. The people that won, Opatal Best Dress, Damien, Ebony, Butch Queen Sex Star went to, I think his name is Lethal Escada. He's like a Puerto Rican big giant.
Yeah, that's Lethal, yeah. The light
skin one.
With the big ass.
Oh,
yes. The one I
was
I might live in that town, honey.
Oh. He won. Butch Queen Sex Star. Female Figure Evening Gown went to Kennedy Ebony, Kennedy Davenport. Femme Queen Sex Siren went to Alicia Keys Escada. Sneaker versus Sneaker. Jason, you tried the fuck out of that. I don't have no fucking titties. But anyways, I am a boy, Damien. But anyways, Film Queen Sex Song went to Alicia Keys, Escada, Sneaker versus Sneaker, Ken Doll, Escada, Transman Realness.
He's too sad like you.
The Transman Realness went to KT Escada.
Damn, Escada put all them categories?
Baby, it's not over with. Listen. Over to all female took a runway, went to Silky Garcon. Thug Realness went to Sosa Mizrahi. Over to all Butch Queen runway, I do not know who won that. I was kind of over it because the DJ kept on taking all goddamn day between categories. Pretty Boy Realness went to Tyson Ebony. Female Figure Face went to the House of Garcon because they had like a... Trey found like a whole bunch of people that was bitch. They stormed. Schoolboy Realness went to Tonka Ebony. He went up there for the first battle and processed every single schoolboy one at a time. Bridge Queen Face went to Zarian 007. Open to all female figure performance went to Stacey Ebony. Bridge Queen Performance went to Tigger Tsunami. Realness as a House went to Ebony. Performance at the House, nobody walked it. Face at the House, of course, went to Garcon. They turned it. Sex Siren at the House, Garcon. House with the most trophies went to Garcon. Due to the fact they had trophies within categories, like Female Figure Face had like 3 trophies and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was very good. We really didn't have no... Well, we had one slap. Somebody's got slapped, but that was resolved real quick. He's not in ballroom, but Ebony slapped him. But anyways, that got resolved. I think the other issue was the police came with somebody mama looking for them and inside the ballroom, and I had to call him out on the mic to go outside because his mama looking for him and his faggoty, you know, shit. Other than that, it was pretty good. What happened?
It happened.
You have an incoming call.
It's an incoming call. Lovely, your life over the air.
Hey, lovely.
Oh, yeah, I did not just clock my number like that. How you guys doing? So, I don't want to touch bases on that Butch Queen drag thing. I don't feel that, I mean, it's no shade, y'all. I'm not going to be walking against no Femme Queen. I don't care. I've never been on a hormone. I'm not going to be sitting there in no wig. Wigs make girls look like niggas. So I'm not putting on no wig. I'm sorry. I could snatch my hair back, too, and put on a motherfucking beanie and be a nigga, too. I'm not putting on no wig. That's crazy. And I'm a 35-year-old dude. So, honey, y'all crazy.
See, that's drag realness. Like, when you can call yourself a dude, that's drag realness.
It's a lot of film queens just running around here that look like dudes.
And they have titties. let's be real. Come on now, you guys. At my age, I'm not going to put on no wig because the wig going to make me look like a straight dude. No, I'm not going to do that. That's trying it. I am a boy. I have a chest as flat as yours. Now, if I'm going to prove my realness and prove that I'm a boy, I don't mind taking my titties off at no judge's panel. I don't care. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm a drag queen. I'm not going to argue
with it. What about, you know, you got some drags, they put bundles on a cap.
Well, honey, let them put their bundles on the cap.
I'm just saying, I know some drags, they'll put their bundles on the cap, and they can still take it off, but it still look like, I mean, like bundles.
But,
I mean,
J-Rock, you know the ones that give me those, J-Rock and Lovely, is the ones that, like the drags, that be talking about they a drag, but then they face look just like a femme queen, like they got surge all up in their face. I'd be like, bitch, what is drag? I'm like, you got your face all pumped up like a duck. Like, bitch, how is that drag?
I'm fucking with you. I said pumped up like a duck.
Oh, y'all, bitch. I'd be like, bitch.
No, but I'm just saying, because
I don't think
that's fair, because I was in North Carolina, and Chanel sent this girl up there. Now, I know motherfucking fool. They sent this girl up here, and they're going to tell me she is a butch queen in drag. And I'm like, what? No. Let me see your chest. They showed me her chest.
Yeah, at the award
ball. And I chopped her.
Yeah, I chopped her
because it's nowhere in hell, honey. She's just fat. Fat in my ass. No.
Yeah, that's when you set the ball ablaze that night, baby.
Oh,
well.
Hold on.
I don't want to get cut. I don't want to get choked, and I don't want to get body slammed. But yeah, Prada won drag's realness, but we already knew all that. So.
Congrats, Prada. 301-379. You're live on the air.
Hey, it's my buddy Kelly. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, Tara Balenciaga.
What's on, baby? What's going on? I was just calling because y'all was on that drugs topic. I just wanted to say, I mean, I never understand why people be so bothered about people having sew-ins. I mean, at the end of the day, if somebody sits and drag all day, that don't make them any softer. If you hard, you hard. So, I mean, I just don't get that. Like, and then, you know, the people that usually are complaining are talking about, oh, no, you know what I'm saying? They in drag 24/7. Well, if you had a ball every weekend, then what's the difference?
It's the way they complain about it because you have, like, that's saying if you battle somebody that walks third runners with arch eyebrows. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you dealing with a motherfucker that got arch eyebrows that look very cunty, but yet they keep giving it to him over you, like, you would feel a certain way, wouldn't you?
I mean, I can understand that, but we're talking totally different dynamics. I mean, they're complaining because the fact of the matter that an individual sits in drag 24/7. Okay, you could if I go somewhere and somebody somehow can get tracks glued to my scalp and I'm sitting around walking around all day in drag, that is not going to make me any softer 3 years later. I mean,
I agree
with
you.
I mean, the reality is that, you know, when people start getting body enhancements and start taking hormones, then, you know, they're transitioning out of the butch queen and drag. Now, I know you did mention before about, you know, people in the cheeks. The only thing I would say about that is because there's a lot of butch queens that walk around and they, you know, have had work done to, you know, their cheeks or their chin or whatever the case is and that. So I don't think that automatically defines someone. Actually, I honestly think if I see someone walking drag and their cheeks are overdone and they're walking drag's realness, you know, to me, that's a sign for me not to vote for them. So, I mean, I don't think. Yeah.
And
so,
they should be
chopped
because it's, how are you going to get your cheeks pumped? That's an enhancement.
Right.
No, you need to be chopped. It's fuck that.
Because
if I got to run around here and pad my hips and make that shit look just as real as it needs to be, baby, and I'm sitting here with these natural high cheekbones and I'm standing next to this bitch that's pumped, hell no. Bitch, get this bitch up out of here.
But let me ask you this.
Well, baby, you got some butch queens running around here that's pumped.
Okay, that's fine, but they're not walking butch queens in drag.
Okay, but let me ask you this. How many times have you ever heard someone say, oh, no, I know that's a woman because of the cheeks? People don't look and use cheeks as a way to measure or define if someone is really real or not. So, I mean, I do understand the argument in regard to that being body work. However, like I said, in certain areas of the country, we see, you know, a lot of butch queens that tend to have you know, enhancements in their face. So, I mean, I guess that's where, you know, the line starts to blur just a little bit. But I don't know.
Well,
I just want to commend y'all on y'all show tonight. So, and just, you know, add my two cents.
It's unfair. Oh, well.
All right.
Y'all have a good night.
You too, sweetheart.
All right,
Harold. Where my damn sisters at?
Oh, the
Dragons
are storming tonight. The
Bush
Queen up in Drags not having it.
No, we not. Baby, at the Purge, we not having it. Fuck that. Mm-mm.
Oh, the Purge, they having a lot. They not having a lot.
Baby, get these bitches up out of here. No, no, we not playing
purge,
that, right, Africa?
The Purge is not going to be having it at the Purge.
At all.
Don't forget to go out next, don't forget to go out the next Friday. John Ye 007 is having a mini ball. Hey, Atlanta, honey, you know, so definitely go out and support him, honey. Honey, definitely don't forget to go. Yes.
You're late. You didn't call my phone, bitch.
Because I was on the show. I was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, and if you ain't if I didn't just switch over to go log into that our Facebook page, I would have never knew that you told me to call you, baby, because I don't be on that page. My main page is Mother Kelly Rahi.
Excuse me, honey, I didn't know, but now that I know, I'll take that, you know, into consideration.
Yeah, so hit me up, pitch a number in my inbox as soon as I'm done with the show, and I go downstairs, honey, and drive back cross country. I'll
where
call
you.
Girl,
where you at?
Well, I'm right now I'm in the city, but I got to go back out to the country. Uh-huh, yeah.
So, Kelly? Oh. Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm about to go. I just wanted to get that update in Texas, and everything went a little well. And just wanted to tell you that I thought that you looked nice and everything for the ball. I don't know why they chopped you or whatever. Right,
you know why
I'll
they
see
chopped
you later.
Stop playing.
See, I didn't do it.
They ain't see it for me.
That's all right. I'll see you riding next week, hopefully. So
it's always another ball. You guys
about every fucking week, honey.
It is what it is.
About every fucking week.
But y'all have a good night. I'm about to go on. Got to get up in the morning.
Yes, definitely. All the girls, definitely. We come to the Ebony Dynasty Ball next weekend in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget,
oh,
and
shit.
Don't forget
the aftermath is next day.
Are y'all going to be chopping the girls for
Winston?
I don't know what they're going to be doing. I ain't judging.
Well, Kelly, just have my coin ready, okay?
Have your coin ready for what?
Don't y'all got commentator versus commentator again?
Oh, child, mistake, girl, mistake. Can you get a category that other people don't want?
Okay, first of all, I called all them out. They called me out, and I showed up, and they don't ever want to show the fuck up, so I'm coming out again.
Okay.
And I will be walking something else. I'm going to fucking gag you.
No,
but anyways,
Well, I definitely can't wait to
make
see
sure
you.
Make sure y'all make y'all way to the, you know, Friday night. Where the king, well, you know, the three kings gonna be hosting the party. It's gonna go down, so I'll put the information up in the room. I'll see y'all in St. Louis.
Yes.
Rodney, you going to St. Louis?
I think Rodney's on his way to the show, honey. Because
oh, yeah.
We about to get up out of here, honey, because I need to go, honey. I'm tired.
Hey, it's Kelly.
Huh?
I'm here. It's right. Yeah, I'm going to St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm tired and I'm hot. Rodney about to get ready to go to the show, honey. I got a 45-minute drive, Miss Singh, so I'm about to get up here, honey. Bitch, so everybody, can y'all say goodnight to the girls?
Drive safely.
Good night, everybody. See y'all next week. Well, we will be recapping St. Louis, the Ebony Dynasty Ball, and the aftermath with Jariah and Kelly.
Yeah, sunny. Well, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night where London, Jason, and the whole Tea Party cast will definitely be live on the air, honey, and they're definitely...
Hello.
The Privileged One. Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters. Two trophies and one winner. No as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's The Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up to this Friday, May 2nd. Donye the Privileged One brings you Atlanta's First Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. Your grand prize, $1,000 to the house with the most points. Your mini grand, $250 for Open to All Runway. A special sponsored category by the icon herself, Shay Shay Chanel, the winner of Butch Queen Face and the overall winner of Female Figure Face, will receive a complimentary microdermabrasion from the CEO of Diamond Faces, as well as another special sponsored category that evening. The winner of Male Figure Realness and the overall winner of Female Figure Realness will battle for a seat at the live comedy show of Mike Epps' After Dark Tour at the Fox Theater Saturday, May 10th. Sponsored by the icon himself, Dorian Stewart Ebony. Again, that's Atlanta's First Friday Mini Ball Deluxe. This Friday, May 2nd. The location, Scene City, 150 Pine Street, Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 10:30. LSS begins at 12:30. Admission, $15 before 12:30 and $20 after. Your MC, Norman Mizrahi, and your DJ, Twinkle Toes 007. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated May 2nd, this Friday, or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Runway for $250. Open to All Face for $250. Realness as a House for $250. And Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting The Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember, with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd, or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister for $1,000. Open to all Shady Tag Team Runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grants include Fem Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Seven Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and RJ Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge.